Previously on Sidetracks Metal Shop.
And I did. Sometimes I just record the whole show.
Well, yeah, because it was a good show.
Yeah.
We join Sidetracks Metal Shop Part 2, already in progress.
KSW, though, you would hear, like, the main stations, right, were KZOK, KISW, but KZOK was great if you just wanted to hear, like, the Stones and Led Zeppelin. And
yeah, because they focus mainly on classic rock.
Yeah. So, and KSW played that stuff, but they also played, at the time, especially a lot of AC/DC. They'd play Ozzy. Judas Priest, like heavier stuff. But then on Metal Shop, you'd get Baron Rojo.
Yes.
And Metallica. And so he was always introducing new and heavy. So that's why, to me, you hear like Accept. And now they're just like a classic metal band. But at the time, they were heavy.
Yeah, they were strange and new.
Yeah, German. Whoa.
Yeah, I think I
German
heard
metal.
I think I heard Anthrax on there for the first time too.
Oh wow.
I think.
Like the first album?
Yeah.
Ah, the good one. My favorite one.
But yeah, that was a good place to go. Like you said, go hear, like you said, get out that cassette and record it. So that you can also like not forget the name of the band.
Yeah. Yeah, because you'd want to try to find the record, which was not always easy.
No, it was not.
Although Vince, our friend Vince, who we've mentioned, he seemed to have not too much trouble finding stuff. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah, and I can't remember. Did they play like any death metal on there?
I don't remember hearing. Maybe later. I was trying to think if they ever played stuff like Venom or like the really gnarly stuff, and I don't really remember that. But that's not to say they didn't later on play that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't remember. I was also thinking of I'm looking at my list of like stuff I heard for the first time. Oh, I'm pretty sure I heard Twisted Sister for the first time on there. When You Can't Stop Rock and Roll was just out. So they weren't big yet. They didn't have the big commercial album yet.
Right.
And so to me, they were still a little mysterious. Like I heard the song You Can't Stop Rock and Roll, and I liked it. And then I remember they were just starting to like show up in the magazines that we were reading.
Right.
And they looked weird. And it was kind of the Kiss thing where I was like, oh, they wear makeup and I don't really know anything about them. And I like that song.
Well, you know, there was a rumor that, wasn't it that JJ French was actually Ace Frehley?
Oh my God. I forgot about that. Oh, holy shit. That's right. That's hilarious.
I'm like, well, yeah, obviously. He changes his name.
Right.
I mean, who would want to be known as Ace Frehley?
Right. I'd rather play in this obscure band that and disguise myself further after I left the other band that nobody knows what I look like.
Yeah.
That's funny. I totally forgot about that. Yeah. But so there was that. And then, of course, you know, when the next record came out and they got huge, and then and they were sort of, I still liked them, but they became like a, I don't know, a little cartoonish or something.
Yeah.
But you saw them.
I did.
So I'm forever jealous of that. But, and what else did I have? Oh, the other thing I was going to say was he was always really good about playing the local bands.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure that's where I heard Rail. So, like, early on.
Yeah. I think that's where I first heard Metal Church, too, I think.
And Metal Church, yeah. They're on my list. And he played the Queensryche EP. Not the whole thing. A song or two. I think I remember hearing The Lady Wore Black on there a lot.
Yeah, I think that's where I heard one of those songs, and I just went, I have to have this record.
Yeah. Yeah, that was amazing to realize that they were from here, because they sounded so professional.
Yes.
And, like, it was good. And I liked Metal Church and Rail, too. But something about that first Queensryche, man, it's just like, wow, what the... Because they sound like Iron Maiden, kind of, but...
Yeah, but they're slightly heavier.
Yeah, a little heavier, and they were from Seattle. So yes. Like, wow. And then... Again, Vince had the EP, and he brought it to school in time, and I saw them on the back, and they looked cool. They looked like a band, too. So, like, oh, these guys are great.
Yeah, they were wearing, like, leather, and you couldn't see any spandex.
No, not in that picture.
Yeah.
I also remember that Vince insisted that Jeff Tate's name was G-Off. He would just
He was like, no, it's G-Off. And I'd be like, G-Off. I don't think so.
Dude, it's Jeff. Like, look how it's spelled. I know how it's spelled. That's not it. Yeah, he would never let that go.
I mean, who would want to be known as G-Off?
G-Off. It makes no sense, but that's okay.
Vince. So,
another one, well, he played Culprit, who I've mentioned a bunch of times, as you know.
Oh, yes.
Somehow they became my favorite local metal band. I really like that Culprit album. But here's a somewhat sad memory, is that I remember he played some Culprit demos that were supposed to be from their upcoming record.
Wow.
And yeah, and well, he played the one song anyway, and it was called Metal Heart, and I remembered it forever, and thanks to modern technology I finally tracked it down. There is a copy on YouTube.
Oh, nice. So,
yeah, so if anybody wants to listen to Culprit's demos that never came to fruition, they're on YouTube. The quality isn't very great, but
I was just going to ask you, how does the music sound?
Yeah, well, the quality's not good. The songs are cool, and yeah. I listened to Metal Heart, and oddly enough, the melody that I remembered was really, really close on.
Wow!
I almost had it completely remembered. But yeah, right after that, like, Culprit broke up, and so none of those songs.
Of course.
Got put out. And that makes me sad. But but he did play that. He played, you know, demos of a cool local band, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wasn't it? Didn't he have, like, a call? Like, you could vote? like call in or something like that. And
yeah, after a while, they did do a thing like that. And there is, again, on YouTube, because like I said, I tried to research some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on YouTube, this is kind of interesting and plays into what our overall podcast theme. So I'll go ahead and mention it. I thought I could find it. Right, I thought I had it up. No, I don't see it. But there, if you go on YouTube and look up KISW Metal Shop, I think is all I typed in. Something came up that was really interesting. Yeah, I'm not seeing it now. But it's what you just said. It's where you could call in. Except it isn't Steve Slayton. It's somebody else. This is a later 80s episode, I guess. And it's the call-in. God dang it. I was hoping I could find it because it had a title. But, you know, those things were always called, like, Smash or Trash. Or
yeah.
But I don't know if that was exactly it. But anyway, there's one thing on there, and it's the band Shadow, who, if you know your grunge history, was Mike McCready's band from Pearl Jam.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's his metal band from the 80s. I think he was like 16 or 17 or something.
Did it have
in this band?
Did it have Duffy Delgado in it?
It didn't. But I bet they knew each other.
Yeah.
They probably played shows with Sacred Steel.
Yes.
Sacred Steel. But anyway, the song is awful. If I had listened to that episode, I would have called in and said, this is garbage. It's really not good.
Trash.
That's my opinion. It's trash. I don't know. Everybody should go listen to it. You make your own decisions. I thought it was really, really bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, they did do that. And Slayton did that. Did you ever call in?
I think I tried a whole bunch, but I could never get through. Did you?
I never called in, but this is the thing I just remembered, which I don't know how I forgot it, because for a long time I was so proud of this, but I did write a letter, and I wrote it as if I was Satan, and it was because it was during the whole PMRC crap, and everybody was like blaming everything on heavy metal.
Oh yeah, I remember those days.
Yeah, so like, I mean, it was just really being shit on by everybody, including my parents, you know. So it's just like, I was mad, you know. It's like, I don't have a lot in my life at 13, 14.
Uh-huh.
Besides like heavy metal and, you know, horror movies or whatever, comic books. So, and they want to take it away from me. So I wrote a letter to Slayton, as if I was Satan. And the letter was just, I was like, I've been hearing a lot lately about people putting down heavy metal, you know. I just want to say that I have nothing to do with it, you know. And I think I said something like, my favorite music is Michael Jackson and you know, Boy George or whatever was popular at the time. And I signed it, Satan. And then I think I put a stupid address like 666 Hell Street or some crap. And I mailed it. So one night I was listening to the show and he was getting ready to go to a commercial. And he said, when we come back, a letter from the devil. And I was like, oh, shit. He's got to read my letter on the air. And he did. He came back from the commercial and he read it, man. That was so awesome.
Nice.
Of course, I was just sitting in my room alone. I didn't have anybody to celebrate the victory. But I was super excited. It was like it was kind of monumental.
Your moment of fame.
It was, if only to myself, but
little did anyone know that you were the ghostwriter to Satan.
That's right. But that was kind of cool. That was pretty neat. But no, I never called in. I don't think I voted on any of the songs, but let's see, what else do I have? Oh, do you remember? I don't know if any of this is interesting to any of our listeners, but I'll just throw out a couple other bands. I want to see if you remember anything about them. Mama's Boys.
Oh yeah. I remember them. Oh God, weren't they on? I'm trying to remember now. Like a comp at some point. Oh,
yeah, I think they were. Oh man, we should do a show about records like that, because I can't remember the names of any of them, though, is the problem. Maybe they were on one of the Metal Massacres.
I want to say they were, but yeah, I do remember them.
Yeah. I liked them. I remember they were one that I recorded.
Because I remember thinking, wow, that name.
Yeah.
The hell? And then I heard them, and then I was just like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, it's pretty rocking. Yeah, you'd think that's not the greatest name ever, for sure.
Yeah.
Says the guys in Tall Toad.
Yeah.
Speaking of names that are funny, though, okay, how about this band? The Rods.
I know I'm familiar with the name, but I can't say if I ever heard them. I can say that I heard them on there.
Right. Well, maybe if I tell you the song, because I only remember the one song. And again, it was years and years and years till like YouTube, where I could go look things up, that I was able to hear anything else from those guys. Uh-huh. But the song that I remember him playing was called Power Lover.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Holy crap. You just triggered a memory, because I swear I came across a cassette that had a bit of a song, and all I could, it's like all I heard was like Power Lover.
Yeah.
And then I was like, who is this?
That's most of the song. Is Baby, I'm a power lover.
Yeah. Baby, I'm going to power love ya.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Now I can put, I'm going to go look for that later. And
you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that song, I thought that was a rocking song. I still like that song, actually. Here's the thing about the Rods. One of them, I don't remember which one, is Ronnie James Dio's cousin.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I found that out years and years later, too.
What was his name?
Larry Dio. I don't know. I'm looking him up actually right now. It's a rare occurrence where I have my computer in front of me. The Rods, they were formed in 1980 by David Rock, in quotes, Feinstein. Steven Starmer and Carl Kennedy, but I'm trying to find out which one. Oh, okay. Feinstein. Oh, he was in Elf. Okay, so it's that guy. It's Rock. Rock Feinstein.
Rock Feinstein. So like a name from the Flintstones.
Rock Feinstone. Oh my God. Yeah, so he was in Elf, actually, with Dio.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So then that whole thing happened. Anyway, the Rods, they're good. They're just a good, like, kind of heavy rock band from what I've heard. I haven't listened to them extensively, but that song, Power Lover, that's a rocking song. And what else? Oh, I think you own this now, but at the time, this was huge because there was only so much Aussie to be had. And I remember hearing on Metal Shop, One Up the B-Side, and also You Said It All.
Yeah.
You remember those songs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't you have that? It's like an EP or something?
Yep. In fact, I think I bought it because I heard it on Metal Shop. And I was like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah. <There's>
some Randy era stuff I haven't heard.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think only the first two were out, and maybe Speak of the Devil. I don't know. I forget when Bark of the Moon came out, 84. I guess at some point then that was out. But those were, because those are Randy songs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember hearing those and just flipping my lid. Because those are great songs. But yeah, they weren't on, and I have the two albums, but they weren't on either of those records.
Yeah, it's a total 12-inch EP.
Yeah. And that was another thing, which I've talked about before, about my naive or ignorant knowledge of how things worked. Like, I didn't know about EPs, and I didn't know about B-sides or live bootleg stuff. I just thought there are records, and you buy the record, and the songs are on the record. That's all I knew, you know?
Yeah.
So when I heard stuff like that, it was really, like, eye-opening or ear-opening. You'd be like, oh, yeah. You know, but you'd go like, oh, there's other stuff out there. And that was the same with all these other crazy bands, you know, Raven and Metallica. Be like, wow, there's other stuff out there. And then, because you were probably reading the same magazines I was at the time.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. So you'd see ads in the back for records that by bands you'd never heard of, and then you'd hear it. You'd hear that band on the Metal Shop.
Yes.
And it was exciting.
Yeah, you could put faces to bands suddenly.
Yeah. And then sometimes you'd put a face like Udo. And you'd go, wow.
Yep. Wow, he has a shaved head. What the? only Rob Halford can have a shaved head.
Yeah, I thought that too. I was like, is he trying to be a tiny Rob Halford?
Yeah, and then he wore like the camo pants, right?
Yeah.
And the fingerless gloves. And.
Yep. Yeah, he had a whole thing, whole look going on. He looked like he was in a totally different band than the other guys.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
In fact, another band I just thought of that I heard on Metal Shop, it's another one of those European bands, was Crocus.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you remember Crocus.
Yeah. Hey, I guess I only own two of their records. But I own the best two.
But yeah, I remember hearing some songs off of Headhunter on there. And I was just like, wow. And of course, I had to go out and buy the album because I heard it on the radio.
Yep.
So I bought the cassette.
Yeah, I loved Headhunter. I think that's probably where I heard Long Stick Goes Boom for the first time, too.
Oh, right. They're...
And so I had to go find out what record that was on.
You're like, another record I have to buy.
Yeah. Which was, I believe it or not, I think I bought that cassette at Wolf's. I think they actually had Obscure Crocus cassette, which is kind of mind-blowing.
Which, you know, if you haven't been listening, Wolf's was a department store / grocery store in downtown Yale. where they had some records.
Some, not
not on the whole bunch. But so that's what makes it more shocking, the fact that you found that at Wolf's.
Yeah, it's amazing. But I'm pretty sure, I'm like 99% sure that's where I bought it, because I didn't get out of town much to buy records or anything back then. It was One Vice at a Time. I was trying to remember the name of the record. One Vice at a Time. And I remember, like everybody, this is no profound revelation to anybody, but when I heard Crocus, I was like, oh, they sound like AC/DC. So I like them, you know, because AC/DC is my favorite band. Crocus. What else? Tons of stuff. Oh, let me see.
Join us next time for the finale of Sidetracks Metal Shop.